Hi, I'm Victoria McGuire. This is my husband, Greg McGuire, my best friend. And we're here today to talk about Truefin, my hometown.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we look at the communities, businesses, attractions, and people that make up Montcalm County. Here's your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, my name's Dwayne, content creator at dwvideo.com and also the host and producer of the Discover Montcalm podcast. We are over 200 episodes at this point, and I'm still looking for content all over the county. And that happened by a post that my wife saw the other day about somebody in Truefin wanting to do something really special. And my wife goes, oh, by the way, she's related on my wife's mom's side of the family. I went, okay, hang on, let's go. Victoria, Greg, thank you for coming in today. Before we get into your special project,
yes,
why don't we start by, you grew up in Truefin.
I did.
Talk to us about what Truefin was like, and you put in the decade.
All right, so Truefin originally established in 1871 by Emery Truefin, and his first building he put in Truefin was the post office.
Okay.
The very next year, 1872, he put in the sawmill, and Truefin became more of a like a lumber town. In 1875, it was platted and recorded by J.B. Hyman and Jacob Hesser, and they decided to name the town after the founder, Truefin, okay. Emery Truefin.
So you came into the picture in what year? Not the 1800s.
1970.
Okay. So you were there in 19... What was Truefin like as a hometown growing up?
Amazing. There was a Pringles grocery store on the corner, and they had, like, the best, like, barbecue rubbed chicken, or you get, like, all kinds of meats. There's also... The original buildings are still there. The original bank was on Main Street in Truefin. The post office, I believe, is always where it has been and where it is right now. There was a lumber store where you would go in and you get little dime bags of candy as a kid. And there was the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Oh, magical. The wood, creaking wood when you walked on it.
Those old
all
floors.
Kinds of taxidermy. The soda counter. Yeah. Just amazing. And what brought us to Truefin mainly was the Thursday flea market.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's still going.
Yes.
It's still going. Well, Greg, before we get going too far here, let's bring you into the picture. You were not Truefin, but you were in the big metropolis of Lakeview.
Yes, you kind of between Lakeview and Six Lake. So
okay, you were on that end.
Yep.
So tell me, what year were did you grow? You know, what decade, and what was the Lakeview Six Lakes area like when you were a kid?
I grew up in the 70s too. And the area was basically known for, you know, agricultural. But the background of Six Lakes was logging, just like Truefin.
Yep.
And they used to have sawmills, and they would flood the Six Lakes, which are natural chained lakes, full of logs, you know. And they would actually even lay tracks out on the ice and go out and load lumber.
Sure.
From the sawmills out on the lakes. And one of them went through the ice and went down in, much like Truefin.
Yeah.
There is a locomotive down in the bottom of one of the lakes, you know, and everything was pretty much the same. Little town, everybody knew everybody, you know.
Yeah.
It's good and bad because you knew everybody else's business, but everybody watched out for you, so you couldn't goof around too much.
Well, I grew up in the big metropolis of Morley, and if I did something on one end of town, my mom knew it.
Oh, for sure.
And I remember walking in one day, and my mom goes, well, how's things going? Oh, it's fine. Anything interesting happen? Then my brain goes, oh, she knows what I did. She knows what I did. So you have to come clean.
Yes.
You have to own up. But Lakeview, Truefin, Morley, Howard City, all these.
Pretty much perfect hometown, honestly.
Yeah. And so it's kind of cool that there's a train in a lake. In the Six Lakes and in
a Truefin, sure.
Has anybody scuba dived down to that?
They have, but it was just too murky and mucky. They said at the time they couldn't get it up, but I was just thinking maybe maybe with new technology, they might want to try again. It's actually not trufant, like it's muskellunge.
Okay.
But you grew up knowing it was trufant.
Yeah.
No, it's muskellunge lake.
Okay.
So just want everyone to make sure that's clear.
Well, you know, and what we remember, you know, I know that that road over here to my east has always been old 131.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Northland Drive or Federal, depending on what part.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you're right. When you get to the different lakes it used to be known as,
mm-hmm.
those that grew up still will call it that.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I understand how that goes. So did you go through, did both of you go through your schooling, like Lakeview for you? Yeah. And you were in a different school.
So I started school at Trufant School when there was school there.
Yeah.
Went through all my grades and then eventually moved away for a small period of time, like during middle school time. Mm-hmm. Came back during high school. I just loved Trufant. And as I got my grandmother, Beatrice Polson, I want to give a shout out to her for sure.
Yes, let's do that.
She was.
Yeah, and that's how wife. That's how my wife is related.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, small world.
She was always involved in the community. She typed out the church bulletin every Sunday for the St. Thomas Lutheran Church there in town.
Yep.
Every Sunday, every Saturday, my brother and I would go and with her. And I remember like the smell of the ink, and she would type up the bulletin for the next day. And then when there was voting, they would do the voting. They used to do the voting at the VBS Hall, which is always been there, I think, forever.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty sure.
And it's still there. Yeah. And it's still being
used. Oh, and
you
can rent it out. You can rent it out. Yeah. It's a great place for gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother used to do, she would count votes when they did the voting there.
Yeah.
Actually, like, count the votes.
Well, back then, the way that they voted was different than the way they vote today. So, I mean, back then, that was commonplace. So both of you kind of grew up in the 70s. When, to your knowledge, because Trufant, most people know Trufant by the flea market. Most people, if you say Trufant, they go, oh, it's got a flea market.
Yeah.
Do you remember, was it going when you were a young kid?
Oh, for sure.
So it's been around for quite some time.
Yep.
Remember the biggest thing when you were a kid, you know, you wear your little flip-flops and that beaten down dust.
Yeah.
Oh, your feet are dirty.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so fun. I used to go there with my grandmother. She would sell things at the flea market.
We'd
get there like super early in the morning. It would be dewy and all that. And by like 9 or 10, and then there's Gretchen's Kitchen that's there now. You can get food. It's so good. I mean, I just love it. I love it.
Well, and my tie to Lakeview and that area was my grandparents were from Lakeview. At least from the time that I knew them, they were from other places leading up to that. But they were out on Kendaville, down by, I'll call him Rich Boomer place.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to stop because growing up, that was Richie.
Yeah.
Now it's Rich, you know, but then again, when we're together, when I see him and we go, it'll slip out a couple times and he just smiles, you know, because that's what. You know, like I was telling you before, my wife remembers your name, the shorter version. But that's okay. You know, that's just how that kind of works. So as far as the communities, you moved away. You basically, Greg, you kind of stayed here the whole time.
Yes.
So what is it that you did as an occupation that...
I worked at Hitachi Magnetics in Edmore for quite a few years.
Yep.
And then went out and started becoming an electrician. Now I'm a master electrician / project manager for a company out of Grand Rapids.
So. Yes. Yay. You know, which is great. And Vicky, Victoria?
Yes.
There you go. I thought I was going to get by without
or
doing
Vicky
that.
With an I. No, yeah, an E. Yeah, just an I. Yeah. Vicky with an I.
My wife will smile at that one. But... what were the positions that you kind of held?
Oh, so I actually started my first job in at the original side of Greenville, the McDonald's there.
Okay.
That was my first job in Michigan. My grandmother, though, kind of going back to her, she was a school teacher. in a one-room schoolhouse. She for Sand Lake, Greenville, she kept telling me, I'm gonna be a school teacher. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna be a school teacher. I graduated, I'm like, I'm out of here. Boom. I went into the Army.
Okay.
And that opened up a whole new world.
Sure. Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So that kind of brings us into a project that is near and dear to your heart. Now, we're recording this the first part of August. So when you hear this, you'll want to make sure that you check in with Victoria and Greg on this, because hopefully it's farther along than what we're speaking about today. I'm happy to say that they did get the funding and the project is going on. It's a real thing, but continue on with this story because you get to learn more about the behind the scenes of why they did what they did. And that project is what?
It is called Trufant Area Hometown Heroes. And we have decided to, we are kind of inspired. Actually, we are inspired by the flags in Morley.
Okay.
And you had done a documentary on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, it was like, how cool is that they are pointing out the heroes of their hometown? Well, when you think about trooping, you really think about many people going off and serving their country. But guess what? We have already come up with 106. We reached out to our community, and we've been gathering pictures and information, branches of service. We're talking even back to the Civil War.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about that. And it's even amazing. Morley has one of them up there that was from the 1800s. You know, so they had a picture, and they're honoring that person.
Because yeah. I was the first of my entire family to go up and serve our country.
Okay.
And I just think it was just an amazing thing that I could do to see. Now I'm back here living in Trufant.
Yeah.
There's a reason. I saw the world. I saw what's out there. I was proud to serve my country. And I'm pretty sure that many of the people that did or have or still are serving their country are very proud to say that they're from Trufant or the Trufant area.
Oh, yeah.
And we just wanted to construct something to pay tribute to them. So we are calling that the Trufant Area Hometown Heroes Project.
And, Greg, you said that I can give out your phone number.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you give it out?
My phone number, if anybody wants to contact me and get more information on the project, or if they feel like they would like to contribute, help donate some cost for the material needed to build this, I can get in touch with me, and I'd be glad to give them. And my number is 989-287-0042.
What have you found so far about it? Because I know that you said that it was a little more costly than you thought it was going to be. But beyond that, what is the kind of the steps that you're going to have to go through to get this?
So we have sponsors already. We have CSM. They are Lazy Engraving Company, ran by Carter Miles. And he's decided to do this wonderful, intricate, beautiful woodworking laser engraving for us. There's Stephen Rainwater.
Yeah.
He's also sponsoring us.
From Business Growth Engine.
Materials, correct?
Yep.
And then we are having some more sponsorship in the community, La Cocina Mexican Grill.
Yeah.
They are also sponsoring us. And we're hoping to keep reaching out and getting more sponsors with the ultimate so we can have the funds to construct this the way that we think it should be presented. And we are going to be presenting that in the Labor Day Parade.
And the Jubilee is normally what weekend?
Labor Day weekend.
It's always Labor Day weekend. Yeah. So, and that's something that, you know, you start this, you get X amount, you know what it costs, you get all of that stuff, and it just grows.
Correct.
And it just grows.
Yeah.
And if it can be something that every Jubilee weekend.
Oh, for sure.
That it can be put up, it's just a great memory.
And I
a
hope
great
so.
Way to do that. You know, so you saw what was going on in Morley. You jumped on that pretty fast.
I did. We would drove through town. I go, oh, my gosh, how cool. Yeah. And I'm like, that's all it takes for me, really. Yeah.
Well, every good idea starts with a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then how do you, you know, go? And just in a little bit that we've talked, I went, you know, you got a little Spitfire here, you know, and I mean that with all respect.
Maybe.
With all respect.
I don't know.
But the idea that, you know, we're doing that. Anything else that we should talk about, Trufant, or is there anything that you want to end this with that you want to make sure people understand?
Really, the only thing to understand about Trufant is just stop on by. Just stop on by.
Yeah.
Just look at that. There's the grain mill on the corner.
What is Trufant known for? What, they're the capital of what? If I got this right.
The stump fence capital of the world.
They're the
stump. Of the world.
Of the
Not
world.
Of the United States. Of the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you go there in the corner, right by the Chamber of Commerce.
Bilkeman.
There's that there, and you can see the stump.
Bilkeman is welcome.
Yep. Right on the corner, they have the old stump puller. And
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes during their jubilee, they will use that, show you how it worked. I'll have a team of horses come in, and still.
Oh, and don't forget the frog work. Jump contest. Come on now.
Well, you know, all these things that are local community.
The best cool town ever.
Yeah, and they got the wildflower.
Yep.
That was the old school.
Which is the old school.
Yep. And then they have a lot of softball tournaments during the summer.
So while you're at the, you know, flea market, stop out at the local businesses and do things.
Well, also the Trufant Tavern, they've taken over new ownership within the last year, and they're doing amazing business. They offer breakfast every Thursday, so you have breakfast and the flea market.
Yep. Yeah, and that's, you know, and the flea market is pretty cool. There's a podcast episode on the Trufant Flea Market. Anybody wants to know more information about that, by all means, just go on to the discovermontcompodcast.com, do the search, and you'll find more information about that.
Yay.
Because it is one of those things. We were talking that, you know, your number was 989-287-0042.
Correct.
For the veteran project here, the Hometown Heroes type of thing. And that if anybody wants more information about Trufant itself, go to the Trufant Area Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. Any last comments from either of you here?
No, we greatly appreciate your time and attention to our project.
Yeah,
we feel very passionate about it, of course. We are so excited to go down to the next phase. Like I said, it's going to take some support and some donations, but we are so excited to go to the next phase and continue it. And eventually, it will become part of Trufant itself.
And it all starts with an idea. And on that note, you can catch the DiscoverMontcom podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as Pandora, Apple, and iHeart. And, of course, go to DiscoverMontcomPodcast.com. Check out all the episodes. And if you have a story, you have something that you feel that the rest of the county needs to know about, come on the show. Get with me at 231-250-9624. My name is Dwayne, content creator at DW Video and the host of the DiscoverMontcom podcast. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The DiscoverMontcom podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.